Welcome to this episode of Reddit Ramblings. This is a new subreddit for me called r/unpopularopinion. Enjoy. Bad sleep schedules are glorified and it's wrong. I just came across a post on r/teenager saying that this guy points to people with a bad sleep schedule captioned "I made this at 4:45 a.m. and it was by a 14-year-old. The top comment was a 15-year-old saying, "I don't even have a sleep schedule at this point." I can understand that college students may have a bad schedule. And it's alright to pull an all-nighter now and then to get stuff done. But to have a regular bad schedule is just dumb and is thought to be cool. Why would you sleep at 4 a.m. and wake up at 2 p.m. feeling messed up when you can sleep at like 11 and wake up feeling fresh at 7 to 8 a.m.? I am 15 and I rarely stay up past 12 a.m. let alone 2 a.m. and I never regret it. I just don't get why people stay up so late, and why it is considered normal for a 14-year-old to regularly sleep at 4 a.m. Maybe not unpopular but mostly unsaid. There's too many happy endings in movies. I think movies and entertainment have become completely oversaturated with the cliches that the good guy gets the girl, the hero triumphs over the villain, the lowly servant becomes the master, etc. There is far more powerful storytelling potential when a happy ending is excluded from the equation, and to me, these are the movies, shows, and books that are worth investing your time. Mobile games whose ads are completely different from their gameplay need to have their owners charged with false advertising. Like, this isn't just touching up graphics or promising some features that never show, these games are showing complete different genres and presenting them as their actual gameplay. It's straight up lying to get someone's foot in the door. Moist isn't a weird word, everyone just pretends it is. Exactly as the title said. People overreact when someone says it. I understand if it makes you uncomfortable if someone says that's some moist water, but that's just the wrong use of moist. The same if someone said that's some wet water. Mobile apps that say they are free but force you to buy a subscription before you can even enter the app should not say it's free. I'm so tired of this. There has been too many times where I found a cool app and downloaded it because it is free. Then I open it up and it says I have to pay a ridiculous amount of money, like $10 a month for their garbage app. I'm not ever gonna do that, lol. Whole thing is just a waste of time and feels like a scam, and I just delete the app instantly. I feel like saying that the app is free when you can't even use it unless you pay money is misleading and scammy. The worst part of the YouTube app is not being able to close the app while listening to music, it's those ads that force the full screen into portrait mode, not landscape. I get these stupid ads about garbage mobile games that are terribly edited, some of them I can make full screen and my phone goes landscape. But some ads force me to wait for the ad to finish before I can turn my phone sideways. Like, look, it's not that big of a deal, but 15 seconds feels like an eternity when you want to watch YouTube. No one I've talked to has this problem. Everyone has a problem with unskippable ads, and two ads, and mid-reel ads, and not being able to close the app and keep listening. But I get so frustrated when the ads force my full screen down. You know what I mean? Gosh, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. Janitors are underappreciated and should be paid more. Janitors literally clean up after us so we can do other things. Imagine if you had to take time out of your day to sweep and mop and vacuum and pick up all the trash in your office. Or if doctors and nurses had to take the time to clean and disinfect rooms and equipment. The janitors are the front line in the hospitals and schools. If they don't do their jobs well, disease could easily spread faster and no one else would be able to only focus on their jobs. Forcing children to pledge the allegiance is kinda creepy. Edit, I forgot to mention that in order to become naturalized you must first sing the national anthem. This isn't one of those ha-ha fat American pigs. Post because those are annoying. I'm American and here's my opinion. The Pledge of Allegiance is kinda weird. The song is about praising America for its accomplishments and everyone has to stand and stare at the flag with their hand on their chest, and this weird militaristic pledge seems strange to me. It's especially uncomfortable with the under God part. This is basically, yeah, thanks America we have freedom of speech and religion but we're forced to speak and thank God. Is no one else uncomfortable with that? Oh my God, my school forces me to. And it's not the only one, since many people have said themselves that their schools forced them to. I keep seeing the same comments, and just because you were allowed to sit doesn't mean that doesn't apply to others. I prefer eating pizza upside down sounds weird. But I'll give my reasons to why it's better this way. 1. All the vegetables and meats land on your tongue. Doing so brings up a lot of flavors and it's tasty. 2. Eating a hot pizza can burn the top of your mouth. Eating it upside down might burn your tongue, but if you maneuver your tongue, you can avoid getting it burned. 3. If you store your pizza upside down in a refrigerator, it protects the toppings from becoming too stiff. 4. Microwaving your pizza upside down prevents the toppings from becoming too hot. 5. There is one drawback: if it falls, the toppings get spoiled and you have to discard your pizza. Thanks for listening to this episode of Reddit Ramblings. Have a good day. Thank you.